This week, the House passed House Bill 5. It would let students take a path to college or instead take a route straight to work. It would also drop the number of STAR exams from 15 to 5. Professor Julian Vasquez Heilig will be measuring the impact of this bill and its counterparts in the Senate moving forward. He says one concern is that students who graduate from high school without core courses can't get into college, and he says this can impact African American and Latino students. They're the majority in K-12, but not in higher ed.
We'll know if this works 20 years down the road if we see African American and Latinos better represented than they are in institutions of higher education across the state today. We'll know if we see tradespeople and other career-ready African American and Latino students in business and corporations across the state.
Heilig teaches at the University of Texas at Austin's College of Education. He says even the college track students are suffering from a shortage of teachers in key areas like math and science. This he traces to budget cuts enacted in the last legislative session. Deanne Lee is the state president of the Association of Texas Professional Educators. She's more optimistic about what she calls the flexibility these bills can bring. Lee says she believes the number of end-of-course exams have caused dropout rates to jump in Texas, although others say research is inconclusive.
The dropout rate has been a huge concern. We already have seen the effects of that in just a short amount of time that the present system is in place.
Next week, the Senate may take up the first of its education bills, SB 3. It also guides students toward college or the workforce. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.